Welcome to session 31, Finding Your Purpose for Health and Wealth Creation. You might be asking, why have we included a session on this in a recovery pathway? Well, one of the most common reasons people lose their health is because they're trying to do something that is not making them happy, or illness has led to a loss of purpose in life. It was Abraham Maslow who said, "We are not in a position in which we have nothing to work with. We already have capacities, talents, direction, missions, and callings." This week, we are looking at this concept in terms of what we choose to do in life, be it a course of study, a job, having our own business, or being involved with something that brings fulfillment. The most crucial factor is, it will only ever serve us and keep us healthy if it aligns with our interests and passions. This is common sense, and yet so many of us feel it's okay to force ourselves to do something each and every day that drains our energy and saps the very life force out of us. Think of children. They bounce out of bed each morning hungry for the day. How many people do you know who are like that as adults? Here are some important questions to ask or focus on in your journal. Before you got ill, how did you feel about what you did for a living? If you're still managing to work, how do you feel about what you are doing? Is this a means of paying the bills? Were you, or are you, studying or working at something that makes your heart feel heavy? Historically, it was rarely the case that teachers and parents asked you what you were passionate about wanting to do when you left school. In fact, you may remember being asked what subject you wanted to study. And I don't believe that's the same question. How many of us would have chosen the career path we did if we had known where it would lead? Did we make an informed choice? Have we changed and want to express ourselves in a new way? It cannot be underestimated how bad it is for us to feel unfulfilled in life or repeatedly doing something that doesn't fit our values. To be a square peg in a round hole is uncomfortable and cannot be sustained without our health being affected. The problem when you are ill is that at first you crave just getting back to normal. Then, as time goes by, you may realise that it was your normal that made you ill. So now is the perfect opportunity to explore doing something that you really want. A vital key to recovery is having something to aim for and finding out what you're passionate about. This creates energy and is a catalyst for faster healing. Today, we're so happy to introduce you to the work of author Nick Williams. Nick also lost his health after working for 18 years in an industry that was never his passion, and transformed his life by finally tapping into his purpose. And now he helps thousands of people to do the same. Elaine has been a trainer for many years, working in both the corporate and public sectors. She says, "It doesn't take me long to spot the people on the training course who hate what they do. As a coach, I often get to ask the question, if there was nothing in your way, what would you do? Without fail, about 90% of the room say something other than the job that they are doing. And when I ask them to tell me what they would have loved to do, their eyes shine. They become animated and energized. The change is physical and the energy in the whole room changes. It's an astounding thing to witness. We are all energetic beings and that energy has a vibration. There is a fabulous webinar with Sue Winsbury in the emotional health area of the webinar library that explains more about the science behind the link to our heart and brain and our vibrational energy field. Because when our heart isn't in something we do or we feel unhappy and unfulfilled, our vibration becomes affected. The symptoms you have been experiencing will have affected your energy profoundly. So take the time in this session to discover your purpose and see just how much it changes how you feel and the impact on your energy. When you become excited by something you're passionate about a major shift in energy occurs. It's as though your spirit is stirred. When that happens, we become inspired. Think of when you last felt inspired. It's a joyful feeling where we experience a certainty that we are onto something. When you come across something that feels exciting or interesting, it's a powerful feeling. The challenge is getting us to realize that we are choosing to go to a job that is destroying our soul. Have you ever commuted by train? You can feel the negativity on trains in the mornings. People sleeping and looking like they would rather be anywhere else. This poem by T.S. Eliot sums up this feeling. Unreal city. Under the brown fog of a winter dawn, a crowd flowed over London Bridge. So many. I had not thought death had undone so many. Sighs, short and infrequent, were exhaled, and each man fixed his eyes before his feet. Flowed up the hill and down King William Street, to where St. Mary Woolnoth kept the hours, with a dead sound on the final stroke of 9. While you are working through your recovery, it's the perfect opportunity for you to really tap into what you would love to do and begin to take the steps to make it happen. In Nick Williams' book, The Work You Were Born to Do, Nick reminds us about the importance of acknowledging our uniqueness and taking the time to explore our true potential, rather than falling into doing something just because it's there or because someone else thought we should. Nick explains. You too have unique talents, a calling to enact, challenges to face, rewards to treasure, obstacles to overcome, and a self to become. Your job in this life is not to try to shape yourself into some idealized version of yourself, but to find out who you already are in embryo, and then become that individual in full. There is a potential self in you that you are here to realize, which holds the answer to why you are here on this planet. Realizing this inner self defines the work you were born to do, and it is your calling and vocation to discover and unlock its latent brilliance. Your calling is as unique as your fingerprint. The best way to succeed is to discover what you love doing and then find a way to offer it to others in forms of service, allowing your heart and the energy of the universe to lead you in the process. I don't know about you, but just reading or hearing this makes me want to run into every school and shout, stop. What would our world be like if children were exposed to this concept? At 7 years old, we have no doubts that we can be or do anything. Then the grading and judging begins. As companies cut back and streamline, workers are often expected to take on more and more tasks that are not natural nor enjoyable to us. And when this happens, we get out of our natural flow. Did that ever happen to you? Did you find yourself doing things outside of your original remit and definitely not your purpose or passion? This is so prevalent and is really not good for us. The common response we see is self-medicating to cope. This is what leads people to drinking too much, overeating, eating comfort food, overspending, and doing anything that distracts us from how we really feel. As we begin to feel more and more out of the flow, the headaches begin. The digestion breaks down as stress takes hold, and we enter the denial stage of our health breakdown, which is heading for crash phase at some point. Going with the flow. Wayne Dyer says, everything in the universe has a purpose. Indeed, the invisible intelligence that flows through everything in a purposeful fashion is also flowing through you. Kelly recalls how not finding her passion and living on purpose was a big part of what made her ill. She then discovered a philosophy called wealth dynamics that explained why she was struggling. She explains wealth dynamics wasn't actually about wealth, it was about how important it is to get into your flow by doing something you love. It's being in the flow that keeps us fulfilled healthy and happy. For me, this was a big part of my health problems. When I left school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had lots of cousins and babysat all the time, so I thought I'd try childcare and enrolled for a course. Within 2 months, I knew it wasn't for me. I felt unfulfilled. I realised I loved children, but not working with them. But I remember the panic, the fear, and the complete state I got myself into, as I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I was only 16 years old. This was just before my health deteriorated into chronic fatigue. So I know now it was one of my stressors. There were other physical contributory factors, including going on the pill as a young teen, which didn't suit me, having constant tonsillitis at school, and taking lots of antibiotics. Then there was a constant bullying at school and a financial stress at home when I was growing up, which led to us being evicted and deeply affected my sense of safety and security. I knew I wanted to be around adults and in a work environment, not just at college. So I ended up getting a job in administration and doing an MVQ whilst I was there. I enjoyed it for the first month, getting to know the people, and then was bored to tears doing 9 to 5 in administration. I had no excitement, passion, or drive to want to do it, but I had no idea what I was capable of or what I enjoyed. It was while I was working there that my health really fell apart. And the reason I know that is because it became a pattern. When I had to leave there because I was ill and bedridden, I managed to rebuild up some strength, so I got a part-time job. This led to a full-time job in sales, but again, I was still unfulfilled and stuck in an office. My health, again, deteriorated and I had to leave. Then I came across a cosmetics company, which allowed me to build my own business very slowly. Just a few hours a week teaching skincare and makeup to women. I worked when I chose and I was out and about and interacting with people, which I loved. My health got stronger and I was able to grow the business and eventually became a director so that I had a team of people that I trained and inspired. I loved it and ran my business for many years. However, I got to the point where I realised that I was passionate about inspiring and training people, but not within that industry. So once again, I found other opportunities. I got myself into an anxious state again and my health was compromised again. When I came across Wealth Dynamics, it had a profiling system for people running their own business, which I knew. When I knew which profile I was, it gave me permission to do the things that I was naturally drawn to and enjoy, which I had learned had to include connecting with people, networking, and promoting something which I'm excited about. It also showed me that it's important to surround myself with people who enjoy doing things that I don't like doing, like administration. That way, everyone is in their flow, supporting each other by working to their strengths. As we have mentioned often, that the A-type personality who tends to be the driven perfectionist type people often develop fatigue-related illnesses. A-types are often able to do many things and take on far too much and push themselves to do many things they don't enjoy. So, to know you don't have to do it all is an important learning. It's about doing what you do best. Even though you can do lots of things, it doesn't mean you have to. Wealth Dynamics. Let's explain a bit more about Wealth Dynamics and why it's so important in our health. Firstly, it's important to notice that the word wealth comes from the Middle English and is used to mean well-being. Nowadays, we tend to think of financial connotations. However, wealth isn't about fighting yourself and trying to suppress your natural behaviour, like working in an office, when you long to be outside in nature. The key to building wealth, according to Wealth Dynamics, is to maximise your natural strengths and the things you feel are fun. That way, you will always have the energy and the drive to stick through any challenges without compromising your health. Wealth Dynamics determined that there are 8 profile or character types, each with their own set of qualities and their own path. One of these eight unique profiles is more dominant within you. By understanding which one you resonate with, you will know the rules you need to follow to be able to determine your path of least resistance to true wealth and health. Let's consider the eight types of profiles working in a similar industry, in flow, working to their individual strengths. Let's take the music industry. Creator profile would be the songwriter. Star profile would be the artist or performer. Supporter profile would be excellent at artist management. The dealmaker profile would be the artist's agents negotiating the contracts. The trader profile would be the record company behind the artists. The accumulator profile would be a music rights investor. Lord profile would be behind the online music streaming store, for example, iTunes or Spotify. And the mechanic profile would be in the production site. Can you see how important they all are? They all need each other for it to work. No one is more important than the other. It's about working together in a flow to create a happy team of people, all doing what they love and working together towards a common vision. Can you imagine a singer trying to be the agent, the producer, and the manager? And that's what we often try and do. We do this in our jobs and in our families. We try to be all things to all people and run ourselves into the ground, wearing too many hats, doing too many things. We think we have to, and that takes us out of our natural flow, when someone else can probably do a much better job. What are you doing that you really do not enjoy, that you could let go of or hand over? You will know when you're in flow, as time flies and you feel content. Flow is a state that happens when people are in harmony with their environment and their natural character, habits, and talents. It's the moment when everything starts to align, the moment when magic starts to happen. We have all had glimpses of this, when things just happen, opportunities arrive, people appear, timing just works out. You seem to know exactly what to do and when to do it. Your world just starts to flow. So if you feel you'd like to find out more, you can take the Wealth Dynamics test online. If you're not looking to work, maybe you're retired, then think about what fulfills you and when you are most in your flow and find ways to increase that in your life. If you're not sure how to find your flow, don't worry. By the time you've completed your discovery exercise and the 15 questions exercise, you will have tapped into something that excites you. Write down what you will do to follow up on that interest or passion. It may inspire you to find a group that you can join, send for information, or simply start doing something you've always wanted to try. And finally, our top tips this week begin with coaching. Have you ever worked with a coach who will support your recovery without judgment? When we are healing, we never do it on our own. We need to be heard and supported. All our recovery coaches are experts in this, so book a call with one to help uncover more about your purpose to support your recovery. To nurture your body this week, have you heard of a flotation treatment? They are beautifully relaxing and healing. Find out if there is one near you and try it out. It could be a lovely healing gift to you or from someone who has asked you what you would like for your birthday or Christmas. How about music? Do you notice which pieces of music nourish your spirit? Elaine says, when I listen to certain pieces of music like The Armed Man and Mass for Peace by Carl Jenkins, tears come to my eyes, but not tears of sadness, of pure joy. This is what elevates us as humans. We have this spirit, but we definitely need to actively nourish it though. Which piece of music or poetry can you find that helps you feel that surge of joy? Whatever it is, build it into your week, and I will be with you on our next session.